Federal scientists and private whale experts have captured a wayward killer whale in Puget Sound near Seattle. This is the first step in an unprecedented project to rehabilitate and relocate a wild whale orphan. Spectators on shore had mixed feelings about what the biologists are doing. Tom Bonsi reports from Seattle.
The technique for catching the frisky young orca sounds comical at first telling. Whale wranglers would basically lasso the whale by its tail and then coax it into a sling. But the plan worked swimmingly, you could say.
Okay, let's hold her here and let's position her.
Okay, I've got this back in.
Okay.
National Marine Fisheries Service regional boss Bob Lawn says the underweight orca got far too friendly with people and boats in recent weeks. The capture team lured the 11-foot-long killer whale to their boats with her favorite scratching stick.
The whale came alongside, was gentled up with rubbing, attached the tail rope. You might have seen a little bit of a Nantucket sleigh ride. She pulled forward for 30 or 40 feet and then just settled down.
We need more people in the water.
Four divers jump into the water to guide the whale into the sling. The orphan whale was lifted into the air onto a barge and then sped to a waiting holding pen. Marine veterinarian Jim McBain, on loan from SeaWorld, says the wild creature suffered no harm during the capture.
Everything has gone pretty much as planned. It's almost as if she read the script.
Back in January, the orphaned Canadian whale inexplicably chose to relocate to the busy Seattle shipping and ferry lanes. Many ferry riders have since developed strong feelings about their newfound friend. Their opinions reflect the hot debate between letting nature take its course versus intervening to save a magnificent but dwindling species. Duke Decker and Lee Henriksen watched the capture from the ferry and say it was the right thing to do.
She needs to get back to her pod where her grandmother is, you know, so they can teach her how to survive and how to eat, and maybe they can scratch her back for her and get her out of these polluted waters.
I would like to see it go back to its pod. Like Elian, I was glad that he went back to Cuba, you know, that's where he should be with family, you know.
Kim Schride steals glimpses at the capture while directing travelers onto the ferry boats. Schride says the unfolding project leaves her with knots in her stomach.
I think that it's destined to fail. I think she's going to end up in captivity. The other thing I feel is that you see all these whales that are in decline around here. We are losing them in abundance. I think it's crazy to do something to risk losing another one when we already can't afford to lose it.
Even with a picture-perfect capture, there's still lots that could go wrong. The whale, nicknamed Springer, next undergoes at least 2 weeks of medical care to treat an ugly skin condition, worms, and a possible metabolic disorder. If Springer's health improves, the plan is to return the whale to her native waters 300 miles north in Canada and reunite her with her extended family. But no one can say if her pod will take her back or if she wants to go back. This grand experiment could cost as much as $500,000, some of which the feds will pay, but charitable contributions for the rescue are also being sought now. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.